Why did he buy him go down?
I don't know. That was weird.
I don't get it. What's the big idea? Who do you think you are, anyhow? Alright, so Michael is in the incompetence mode.
Right. I don't know why I'm sticking up for him. You're right. You know, he mocked me this weekend.
Yeah. Let's take care of him.
I know.
Fast and furious.
He made fun of me for the Kings losing this past weekend.
All right. Bruins are not losing, though.
No. I think it might be the Bruins here. I hope they beat Chicago.
I don't really care. what is there about sports activities that create so much pride in people that don't really know anything about whether it's hockey or basketball or baseball or football or soccer? Why? Why do people wrap themselves around these games, these silly men chasing these balls around? What is that all about? Why?
Sports?
Yeah. Why does that engender?
Are you really going to go down this road?
Of pride.
There is, and that's good. It should be embraced.
Why can't we have pride in something else? Why can't we have pride, for example, in Framingham Staples is headquartered here?
Sometimes this is all people have. And you know what? Let's let them embrace it, Dougie. Let's let them embrace it.
Okay, Jennifer.
That's what I do. I am loyal to my teams.
And
I really don't. I don't think I like that you say. What is it about people who don't know anything about these sports?
You don't know anything about hockey.
I know everything about hockey. Defy you to quiz me on something that I know that you don't.
What are the measurements and the weight of a puck?
I don't know. what are they?
How the hell do I know?
You can't ask the question if you can't answer it. I'm saying I can out hockey you for sure. With no doubt in my mind. And smart money would go on me, I think.
Smart money goes with Jennifer.
Yes.
All right, so Kenny, let's get back to the real issues of the day.
How big is a puck?
Yeah. How much does a football weigh? What's the, let's see, what are some of the other silly things? Baseball bat, what's it made out of?
Wood.
Not necessarily.
But
I don't think the metal bats are legal, though.
Standard baseball bat is wood in the majors.
Mm-hmm.
But I like using the tin because then you can hear it go bling when you hit the ball.
But does a metal bat hit the ball further than a wooden bat?
I don't think so because wood would have more heft behind it.
Uh-huh.
That would be my guess. I don't know.
So?
I'd probably
ask
Michael
that question.
By the way,
a puck is 1 inch thick and 3 inches in diameter, sir.
That's about right.
Thank you. How much does it weigh?
5.5 to 6 ounces.
There we go.
That's about right.
Good
work.
Michael's done a nice job. Speaking of what things weigh, the United States government is weighing arming Syrian rebels. Yes, an idea that has merit, or no, an idea that's bad. 888-302-3684, possible move by the U.S. to arm the rebels. Otherwise, according to some people, Assad, the cur that he is, killed 100,000 or more of his own people in this civil war, may win. And that's because Hezbollah has gotten involved.
Right.
Isn't it amazing where all these people come from and how they just crawl out of the ground like ants?
Out of the woodwork, yep.
Yeah. They're like termites. And what is it? What's in it? You always have to understand or analyze what's in it for Hezbollah to stir up to jump on the bandwagon on the side of the Syrian government.
Well, they
want
a terrorist group to have control of a government.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like a motivation to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Assad shakes hands with them, and they're good to go.
Yeah. And then what do they get out of being terrorists? Think about it.
Seriously. Why are you being so deep today?
Why would you be a terrorist? What's in it?
I wouldn't be, sir.
Certain death is in it for most. Anybody gets caught that's a terrorist is going
to
die.
If you make it to the number two spot, that's a guaranteed ticket
out.
We
love
they can hardly ever hit
our
number one.
Drones are attracted to these number two guys like
number
magnets.
Number two is like a magnet. You want to get that high, you're done.
Yeah. All right. So we're just thinking out loud. Kenny, I have not paid enough attention to you this morning, and therefore we have not had... we have not had an update on the things going on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show page, Twitter at Good Day Show. What heavy items are we weighing?
It's almost all about the NSA leaks.
Is it?
Vicky says, NSA whistleblower, you will never be safe.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because the government wants to get them.
Oh, everybody wants to get him. There's already,
I don't want to get him. I want to give him a badge of honor.
I already he's in Hong Kong right now hiding out, wants to get asylum in Iceland, and I saw one of the things crawl across the bottom of the screen on CNN that Hong Kong doesn't really want him there, yeah, but doesn't want to deal with the U.S., so they're talking about arresting him and sending him over to China.
Really?
So that's going to work out well for him.
Well, he can go to work for the Chinese government and help him with all of the extracurricular activity they have going on there.
Would you trust him? Would you want to have him working for you?
I would. Well, I never thought about it that way. I don't know that I need somebody like that. I don't have that many secrets, frankly. But would he be good working in a circumstance? Would he be good, if he worked for the Chinese government, to continue the hacksterism that the president of China and the president of the United States didn't talk about this past weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Because there doesn't seem to be any... I mean, you know, there's got to be some kind of repercussion from that, but apparently we aren't clever enough to come up with one, so they ignored the conversation. I don't know what the answer is, honestly.
And do you, I mean, can this guy, let's just say this all blows over, which it will not, but let's just say it does. How do you get a job after that? I mean, as much as we all kind of admire what this guy
did. Like all these other guys that do the hacking.
Yeah.
They go to work and they work for the companies that they hack.
I guess,
you're
right.
He didn't really do any hacking, he just did releasing. So I don't know if there's any skill involved in that. Is there, Kenny? I mean, he may have his best chances working for the Chinese government, you may be right.
No, it's a really interesting case because this guy was a high school dropout who somehow got a job with the CIA and then with the NSA, and he had only been there 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm, had top-level clearance, and had all this information that he then left the country, leaked to The Guardian, and went to Hong Kong.
Eric Cantor says that Congress is going to launch a very serious investigation into the release of documents revealing all of these internet surveillance programs and techniques. What does that mean? A very serious investigation. What does that mean? Serious.
Not a funny, lighthearted investigation.
But what are they investigating? The guy's
leaking
everything.
It means expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. And with no conclusion.
Right.
Right?
That's how they roll.
Uh-huh. At DougStephan.com, there's a very important story. Well, there are always lots of very important stories at DougStephan.com. But this one focuses on a government agency in California, Jennifer. Something that is very... This is something we can't live without. You ready for this?
Ready for this.
This is an ad for the first new anti-obesity campaign aimed at childhood obesity. The child in the ad wasn't obese, though they just photoshopped her to make her look obese. Did you hear the story about this? The controversy started last week.
No. But, you know, I was kind of out of the loop because I was traveling last week. So, I did not hear about this. But they photoshopped her to be obese?
Apparently. I think that's what happened, Jenny, isn't it? She wasn't.
Yeah. You can see the picture on DougStephan.com. It's a side-by-side where she's a cute little girl drinking out of a juice box. And then in the next one, they have fattened her up. Her cheeks are much puffier. And they replaced the little, it's a juice box or milk box, and they replaced it with a bag of sugar. And they make her look much chunkier.
Right.
But it's
Marilyn Wan, author of the book turned website Fatiso, FATISO, not Fatso, but Fatiso, because you don't have to apologize for your size. These two images are back to back, as Kenny has suggested. The image on the right is what appears on posters around California. So it really is pretty startling. This is fear-mongering, and that's sort of the point that we're making here with the coverage of this at DougStephan.com.
It's manipulation,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But anytime you're photoshopping anything, it's manipulating your mind. I mean, look at it to the opposite extreme when they take models and make them very thin. That, too, will mess with your psyche a little bit.
Yeah. Business Insider's Laura Stampler points out this is hardly the first time that ads have fat-shamed children in an effort to combat childhood obesity, nor is it the only instance when Photoshop has been involved. So we just finding out about this. Here's a Tumblr comment. Children deserve to be protected from this kind of damaging fear-mongering.
Hmm.
It's kind of creepy, actually.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of creepy.
It is pretty creepy. All right, food for thought. DougStephan.com. If your hair is thinning and you're wanting to not acknowledge or like, well, you don't have to like it. You shouldn't like it. You should take yourself and feel good about yourself. And if you don't, you say to yourself, self, I want to fix this. I want to fix that. I don't like my hair. I want more hair. So note to self, call 800-525-8319. You don't like your hair? You call that number right now, 800-525-8319. What will happen when you call that number? You'll talk to somebody who wants to tell you more about Provia. I can tell you about Provia. It's a natural hair thinning treatment, tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and brilliantly. You can put thinning hair behind you because with Provia, you put it on after you shower, leave it there, it starts working on the pores to unplug them. So the hair that's under your skin can start coming back out again through those open pores. Plus, there's a thickening agent that makes your hair seem like there's more. It's a volumizing thing, natural, but it's very cool. Provia. Men and women, both worried about their hair. You'll get compliments once you get onto this, and it becomes obvious what you're doing. Call 800-525-8319, and you get three things. Mention Doug Stephan, free rush shipping, free month supply, and a free surprise gift. 800-525-8319, Provia for better hair.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What it's all about. Next foot.
What the heck happened to that?
That was really sad. We didn't get to finish the whole thing. I don't like that.
All right, so Jennifer has now decided
to... I have bad news. I'm going to be checking in to a clinic.
Yeah, the
Hokey Pokey Clinic, because that's where you turn yourself around. Rimshot, Michael.
I used to be
Rimshot, Michael.
Talking to one of our listeners, I think. Nice job, Michael.
So disappointing. Right. Isn't that great, though, the Hokey Pokey Clinic, where you go to turn yourself around?
So Paula Deen...
I love her.
...has debuted her own line of butter. No,
she
really.
She should. She loves butter.
Well, I thought she's gone on this crash diet. Doesn't she look a lot thinner than she used to?
She lost 30 pounds. She got diagnosed. Well, I guess she didn't get diagnosed. She's had type 2 diabetes for quite a while, but she decided to take matters into her own hands. Yeah, she lost like 30 pounds over the last few months.
She had developed a line of finishing butters.
Oh, that's flavored butters.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
It also includes, let's see, the line has butter, chocolates, all-natural tortilla chips. So this is kind of an interesting combination of things. The butters come in 5 flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Southern grilling butter.
Okay.
Lemon dill butter. European style butter. Sweet citrus zest butter. And garden herb butter.
Sounds good. Like if you're doing a fish or a chicken, you need a little touch of fat at the end. That's good.
Going to be on Walgreens shelves. Since when did Walgreens become the place?
Walgreens has become huge. Well, you know, they were involved with Celebrity Apprentice's finale because they created a line of ice cream.
Really?
And so I think Walgreens is trying to kind of position themselves as a place to go buy groceries.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Yeah, that's what we want, is more processed foods. That's all you're going to find in a Walmart. Processed
Walgreens.
And what I say, well, Walmart too. Walmart, Walgreens is going to get junk. Especially Walgreens, though. That's not what that... All these places are trying to be everything to everybody. Next time you go in, you'll be looking at, well, we can buy a... Let's go buy our dress or our pants at Walgreens. How's that?
Sounds okay.
Really? Doesn't that mean?
I mean, if you're in a hurry and, you know, I won't lie, and you need to pop in and get something, it's pretty convenient.
What? Is that all?
But I'm with you. More fruits and vegetables. I'm with you. Go to places where you can get fresh stuff. But if you do, in a pinch, need something, it's very convenient that they have stuff for you now.
Well, what is there about convenience? You know, that word gets so
abused.
It is.
It's an addiction, though. I know I'm addicted to convenience.
I want
to
do convenient. What does that mean?
We want what we want when we want it. That's our new thing here. That's an American thing.
Really?
It is, I think. And I know I'm very guilty of it. If something's going to take me so long, I'd rather pay $5 extra dollars or, you know, I'm
really?
Guilty. Oh, yeah.
When's the Terrible. Last time you did something like that, Kenny? That you did something, paid more money because of expedience?
But not this past weekend, but probably the weekend before.
Really? What'd you do?
just grocery shopping. We'll go to wherever we happen to be running other errands. Well, okay, there's Trader Joe's. We'll go in there, get everything we need done.
Yeah.
Or we're at Target, everything we need done.
So you don't go to the same places. And maybe that's part of the millennial thing, mm-hmm. that is we have no loyalty to any brand.
My dad will go buy gas at a different gas station if he saves one penny per gallon.
I mean, how far out of the way does he drive?
He'll drive to Burbank from Sunland. So he'll drive a sizable
10 miles.
10 miles to get save a penny on gas. Yeah.
I can see your father.
And that drives me insane. It's like, just buy the gas down the street.
Why? I have no loyalty to. I stay away from mobile, and that's about it. Otherwise, I buy.
He goes for Costco gas.
Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I actually belong to Costco, but they're out of the way. So you can't, you know, find them too handy by here. But I pretty much use Sunoco. Richie and I agreed on that a long time ago because it's the only petroleum outfit that gets all of its oil from domestic sources.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad? My
Very
God,
sad.
Not a reality. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The number one New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is a mysterious novel that mixes fiction with found photographs. The author is Ransom Riggs.
You don't know if you're a peculiar child until at least age 5 or 6, maybe a little later when you hit puberty, your peculiarity starts to come out. But if fire comes out of your hands uncontrollably and it doesn't hurt you, that's a pretty good sign. But it's a whole spectrum. It's like a spectrum of ability and disability, you know. Like Rain Man is disabled in some ways and hyper-abled in others, and who's to say he's not peculiar? A lot of the peculiar abilities that the children have were inspired by photographs I found. And I use them a bit like maybe a casting director for a film would use photos. And I'd say, I think I want this character in my story. He looks interesting. So I had a photo of a little girl with long blonde hair. And the picture was a picture of the front of her. And then right next to her, it was a photo of the back of her head. And I wondered why you would want a photograph of the back of someone's head. I think in the, you know, 100 years ago, they were just really proud of her golden hair. But I thought maybe she's hiding something behind her hair. So that photograph became a character named Claire who had a mouth in the front and the back of her head. So it's not always superpowers in the world of the peculiar. Sometimes being able to fold yourself up into something the size of a small, you know, suitcase can be a peculiarity.
Novelist Ransom Riggs, author of Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Let's go, Evan. Come on, make it tighter, will you, please? Tighten it up. Let's go. We're getting it on. Good news this morning. Jennifer Horn is here. That's good news. Kent Kester is here. That's good news. Richie's working on his ailment, so we'll hear from him from time to time. A lot of nice wishes have come from people, and that's very cool. So thank you.
And then some wishes coming from the Good Day crew, which is odd.
Well, they know.
Nice in the heart, but warped in the brain.
That's it, right.
Yep.
All right, so here's some good news. Vegetarians live longer than meat eaters.
I believe
those
it.
Those of you... And I can tell the story now because Richie's not here, so I don't want to make him.
Why? You know. Because there's no vegetarian here among us, Mr. Pork Eater. I'm going to call you out when you say you're a vegetarian. You're a vegetarian when there's not sausage around.
I never say I'm a vegetarian. Those words have never, as a matter of fact, when people ask me that, I say no.
Okay.
I eat fish from time to time, and every once in a while, if nobody's looking, I'll have some sausage.
Pork product, okay.
Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, when Meredith and I went to the baseball game, we shared one of these big sausage things with onions and
delicious
peppers and all that stuff. Yeah, they're yummy. Anyway, every once in a while. So that's the item number one. Item number two in the good news department, sunscreen prevents skin cancer and slows the aging process. You've heard many doctors...
Story at 11.
Yeah, right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of them, who says that you need to go out and get vitamin D3 from the sun
without
first,
sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Without sunscreen. Then after a while, you put sunscreen on because it does slow the aging process unless you've got really good skin. And then it won't turn into leather. But you have to lubricate your skin just like you lubricate anything else. Yesterday, fixing a couple of hay wagons, getting ready for the hay season. I wanted to mow hay yesterday, but the weather's going to turn bad again this afternoon and be bad for a couple of days. So those of you who are farmers, you're getting a little frustrated probably with this. I'm looking back at the last 6-7 years. It's either rained all month in April, all month in May, or all month in June.
Hmm.
We've had a couple of years.
Is this a June year, or is this
what is
this?
A June? Apparently, we've had this. The fields are like swamps because of all the rain. We had 4 inches of rain, which is normally what the 1 month amount is. In 24 hours, had 4 inches of rain last week. So, at any rate, the other good news is that Richard Ramirez, known as the Night Stalker.
Mm-hmm.
For his crime spree in California, is dead.
I don't know if this is good news.
Why?
Well, I'm happy that he's gone because he's now getting his real punishment, I would imagine.
Right. Died in the...
But I don't like that he died of natural causes. I don't know why we hadn't just...
Sticks him in his arm?
Why didn't we pull the switch? I mean, this guy committed...
13 murders.
Yeah, I was going to say tens of murders.
Two others in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Five attempts.
That we know of.
That we know of. And admitted to them.
14 burglaries,
yeah. Sitting on death row for all these years, and I just don't understand why he got to die of natural causes. Really fair.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to
say. I mean, I guess God probably will handle everything, and I shouldn't worry about it, but, you know.
I don't think you should worry about it. I think you ought not to worry
about it.
Feels
like a kick in the pants, kind of.
All right, 888-302-3684. Ready? This is a little bit late. This is a 2020 info quiz question. I want to know what pickleball is. 888, I know what it is, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't ask you the question. I'm a lawyer. All right, don't play one. I'm not going to ask you a question unless I know the answer. 888-302-3684, what is pickleball? If you know what it is and you want a swell prize, now's the time for you to share that information with us. Pickleball. What is pickleball? I like to say that. Pickleball. Yes, it's a little silly.
What is a pickleball?
Listen, you got to figure it out. 888-302-3684 to stimulate the audience with the answer. You probably can work a little at figuring out. Some of you play pickleball, I'm betting. There are people listening to this program right now who play pickleball. What is pickleball? 888-302. Doesn't take much to amuse me. What is pickleball? 888-302-3684. So, I've had enough of the NSA for a while. Let's leave
that. I know. We need a break from that.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
Give them something else to listen to. Maybe we could call in and answer our questions.
What is pickleball?
Yes.
The ladies on The View were discussing the merits of a new hygiene trend that suggests that to wash only once a week is appropriate.
Oh.
One shower a week. Would you like to know more about this idea? And then you can decide whether you think it's a good idea. Would it fit in your life? Here's the conversation with the ladies.
There's a new hygiene trend that claims you should only shower once a week. Research says excessive washing strips the skin and hair of essential oils as well as good bacteria that fights off illnesses. Now, I think if you're sitting next to someone who, say, doesn't use deodorant, who thinks, okay, I'm not going to wash, that would curb my appetite.
You know,
says, wait a minute, and it's like, whoa!
We could do an experiment and try it on this show and only wash for a week. We would lose a lot of guests.
Can I tell you about my son? I read this a long time ago, and I learned that by not washing his hair every day, it does keep good bacteria and fights the bad guys. Yeah. So I did maybe once a week. Yeah. With myself, being a single girl, I'm not sure that would work out too well.
It does if you are, you know, some people can't wash every day because it does strip the skin. I'm one of those few who has to do it. But you have to do like what we used to call a home bath, where you do PTA and you clean.
But you know what also does work? We would call that a sponge bath.
Yeah,
a sponge bath.
What I know somebody. One time to do that crystal rock one thing, you know, I used that crystal rock and I was in church and I was like, hallelujah. And he was like, put your arms down, girl. Crystal rock.
That stuff is rock. That doesn't really do anything.
It's a happy medium.
Yes. Soap is great if you really take an interest in what kind of soap you put on your skin.
All right. Jennifer?
So how often do you shower, sir?
Your verdict.
I think that you should shower every day.
Yeah, I do.
I do not wash my hair every day. I wash it every other day. That's as far as I can go, though.
I pretty much wash my hair and my body every day, depending on the time of year. This time of year, I might do it twice a day.
That's true. You jump into pools with soap and stuff,
Well,
right?
I haven't actually. The pool is just getting cleaned up now because we've just now gotten into the weather where we might be able to use it, in fact. But in terms of my own, at the end of the day on the farm, I might jump into the pool with a bar of soap. Yep. But I also would be in the shower this time of year in the wintertime. If I'm on the farm where it's cold, I get into the bathtub. I like the bathtub. But
to warm up a little.
Yeah, right. But in terms of basic hygiene. Yeah, I don't use deodorant.
You don't?
I try not to because it's not good for your... It's a lymph node thing.
But it's good for your neighbors.
Well, but if you keep your body clean, that's good for your neighbors, too.
I know, but even if you wash your pits, they still stink.
Well, that's true. There's a bacteria that doesn't get out. So I use it's not a deodorant, it's not an antiperspirant. It's something actually I found at the bed. It wasn't
Bed, Bath & Beyond?
No, it was...
Bath & Body Works?
Bath & Body Works, a long time ago. They don't have this product anymore, but it's really very good. It just doesn't have any aluminum in it, and it has enough of it doesn't have an odor of its own or a fragrance of its own, but it does a good job at neutralizing whatever you may have under your arms. So, because it's really pretty gross. Mm-hmm. You smell somebody.
Some people are a little ripe, yes.
Yeah, right. It's true.
Put your arms down, everybody.
All right, so Jennifer, you have a shower at least once a day.
I do.
I'm guessing. Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, once every day.
All right. Whether you need it or not, right,
Ken? So where are you on that?
Oh, I need it.
Richie always says he takes a shower when he gets up in the morning because otherwise he wouldn't wake up.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people. I get up and I start rolling with you, and then I shower afterwards. Because you
stink when you're out with us?
Yes, this conversation works with the sweat, so I figure I need to shower after the show is over.
All right. 888-302-3684. What's your story? How about on the social media? Is it all about the NSA? We got anything else cooking there, Kenny?
Yeah, it's all about the NSA. I had posted an article from USA Today from 2006 that was about the same thing that everybody else is talking about. And Judy posted a video of Ron Paul talking about government computer surveillance from 1984.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 1984. Hunga bunga. But it wasn't as invasive as this is. Right?
Yeah, well, hardly anybody had computers, and there were no cell phones then.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we can figure out about. Should we
need to monitor?
Yeah, let's pause for a couple of moments. Then we're going to find out what pickleball is here on Good Day 17 for the hour.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill, I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check shopyourway.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Shot Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Shot Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell. Recommended for safety. Trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Terms and conditions of listening to this program: you have to have an open mind, you have to be willing to have fun, you have to be willing to engage in conversation. I think the water cooler thing is trite sometimes, although when you do go to work, you like to feel like if people are talking.
It's like the bar at work, except aloud.
Right.
Yes.
888-302-3684. A lot of you are going to go to work today with the knowledge that you didn't have before of pickleball. What is pickleball? Bill's listening in Alaska. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Not too bad.
Good. So what is pickleball?
Pickleball is when you have two people that had to put bases down like it's in baseball. You each got gloves, and somebody's trying to run from base to base, and you try to tag them out.
I think I'm going to put you on hold.
You could be right, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put them on hold. Let's see what we get in terms of consensus from some of the other people listening. James in Helena, Montana. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Good to hear that you're great. What do you think pickleball is?
Pickleball is kind of like tennis or badminton played on a court with rackets. And can be, I think, more people than just two. Can be played with, two, three, four people, mm-hmm. kind of hitting a ball back and forth like tennis.
All right, we're gonna take like three or four calls on this and come to a consensus. James, don't go away. Hold on a minute. Mike, what's the name of the town you're in Kentucky? Is that Owensboro?
Yeah, Owensboro, Kentucky.
Owensboro. Where is that in Kentucky? What part of the state?
Western part of Kentucky.
Western part. All right.
Yep.
So tell us what you think pickleball is.
I'm with the first guy. What we do around here, we normally call it hot box, but you have two bases and you have a player on each end and you have a person running back and forth trying to make it to the base before they get tagged out. And we use it as a training tool for the kiddos to, work the reflexes and stuff when you're playing a ball game.
Are you a coach of some youth team?
I have, several times.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. Don't anybody go anywhere. Deborah is in the Florida Keys. What do you think pickleball is, Deborah?
Good morning.
Hi.
Pickleball is similar to tennis, but it's like a short version of doubles. The racket is larger.
Yeah.
And a lot of people take a tennis court and they measure it a little bit smaller. And it's almost like you're playing the net game on tennis.
Hmm. Do you play?
I played before, but I play tennis.
So you played pickleball before you played tennis?
No, I played tennis before I played pickleball. Actually, pickleball is relatively new in the last maybe 10 years or so.
Uh-huh.
But it's becoming more popular.
Here's what Wikipedia says about pickleball. The sport is played on a court with the same dimensions as a doubles badminton court. The net is similar to a tennis net, but is mounted 2 inches lower. The game is played with a hard paddle and a polymer, smaller version of a wiffle ball. It's called a pickleball. The rules are pretty similar to tennis. There are a couple of differences that make pickleball more accessible to a wider range of players, particularly children and older folks. Chief among them is the speed of the pickleball, which typically moves at one-third the average speed of a tennis ball. Equally important, however, is the size of the court, which is just under one-third of the total area of a tennis court. The smaller area combined with the slower moving ball makes pickleball much easier to play than tennis. So, it seems to me that Deborah is pretty close and that James is pretty close. Mike and Bill, let me put the two of those guys on together. Are you talking both, do you think, about pickle and not pickleball? Playing pickle?
Yeah, we might be, because, we tell the kids you need to get in a pickle.
Right.
And, so.
All right.
We think they can make it home quick enough.
All right. So James and Deborah get the prizes. Thank you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now know his name, and it seems everyone is talking about him. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The top secret National Security Agency surveillance programs, which includes tracking the phone records and emails of millions of Americans. It is top secret no longer, thanks to a source who leaked the information to an American reporter at a British newspaper. It turns out this source is 29-year-old Edward Snowden, a former technical assistant with the CIA. In an interview with the Guardian newspaper, Snowden, who is now in Hong Kong, says he will not hide because he feels he has done nothing wrong. He also said the decision of whether these spy programs should continue is a decision Americans need to make.
The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong, and I'm willing to go on the record to defend the authenticity of them and say I didn't change these, I didn't modify the story. This is the truth, this is what's happening, you should decide whether we need to be doing this.
As for what should be done, if anything, about Edward Snowden, two high-profile members of Congress say they want to see him prosecuted. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, and Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, both appeared on ABC's This Week. They are in agreement. Rogers had this to say.
I absolutely believe that someone did not have authorization to release this information.
And Senator Feinstein was asked if she believes the source of the leak should be prosecuted.
I do.
Short and sweet. And you have Glenn Greenwald, the reporter with the Guardian, who broke this story. He's defending what he did, saying the only thing his article endangered is the reputation of government officials who sanction this gathering of information. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street, with the market looking to pick up where it left off last Friday. The Dow closing last week with a 207-point gain up to 15,248. NASDAQ up 45 points on Friday. S&P picked up 21. Jury selection begins today in the trial of George Zimmerman, the former neighborhood watchman in Sanford, Florida, charged in last year's shooting death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman facing a charge of second-degree murder. He claims the killing was in self-defense. Business at the box office this past weekend.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
The Purge, low budget and violent, number one in a shocker with $36.4 million. The heavily promoted reteaming of Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, The Internship, fizzled in theaters, just $18.1 million in its debut weekend. And finally, a roundup of the winners from this past weekend. First on Saturday. The third jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, your winner, Palace Malice, beating out Preakness winner Oxbow and Kentucky Derby winner Orb. They finished in second and third, respectively. That's enough. French Open tennis, Serena Williams, your women's winner. On the men's side, winning the French for a record eighth time, Rafael Nadal. NBA Finals, Game 2 in Miami. The Heat win it easily, 103-84. The series tied at 1. And finally, the Tony Awards, honoring Broadway's best. Lots of winners there.
Everybody say yeah, yeah.
One of the songs and performances from Kinky Boots, the winner for Best Musical, which also won for Best Score, composed by none other than Cyndi Lauper. Biggest upset of the night, Best Actor in a Play. Tom Hanks, the heavy favorite, did not win in his Broadway debut for Lucky Guy. Neither did Nathan Lane nor David Hyde Pierce, also nominated in that category. The surprise winner, Tracy Letts, for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, a play that is no longer running. My daughter, Rachel, a college freshman and budding Broadway critic, was an equal parts shocked, pleased, dismayed, and overwhelmed. She is the original drama queen. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.